Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20 to 21, makes a very powerful statement. Makes some very powerful statements about us as prophetic people. I'm going to read it from, the TEV, and it says this. It says this. You will have to what? Live with the what? Consequences of everything you do what? Everything you say. You're going to have to live with the consequences. Then it goes on to say, what you say can preserve life or destroy it. So you must accept the consequences of what? Of your words. That's a very, those are some very powerful statements. That means, you know what that says? You can talk your way into or out of some things. Even if you don't have them, even if you have nothing, if you have nothing, you can speak some things, and if you speak it, and you consistently speak it, it will come to pass in your life. Because you will be rewarded. You will live with the consequences of your words, whether they're good or whether they're bad. That's why we have to be careful what we say. If you take a child and you tell them, you're just stupid. You're just dumb. You can't do nothing. You get on my nerves. Guess you know what they're saying over that child? Soon he's going to start echoing that what you're saying on the inside, and soon he's going to feel like he's stupid. As soon as he come up against a hard place and maybe something that was a little bit more challenging, instead of continuing to try and succeeding, he will quit and says, I'm stupid, I can't do this, and walk away. Why? Because those words are resonating in him. I think one of the biggest lies we used to tell in the faith, we said sticks and stones will break our bones, but words will never hurt us. That's a lie. Words will hurt you. And words, see, so you can cut me and I'll heal tomorrow. But you can speak words. Some words can hurt you down decades into your life. 10 and 40. Some people have been hurt for 50 years, 60 years, hurt by something that someone said when they were 7. Words. We'll live. We have to live by the consequences of everything we say. What we say can preserve or destroy our lives. So we must accept the consequences of our word. Amen. So I want to give you three truths, and I'm going to build some foundation, because I'm going to be talking about this for a little while, because I'm going to build this building, because this is such powerful, because God created us a certain way. That even if we don't have nothing, we can change. If we don't have nothing or we have a bad environment, we can change it with our words. We can change it with our words. We can change it with our words. I want to say one thing before I pass on. Just to drop to my spirit. Remember when you sing, when you're having a hard time or something, you can sing a song that will change your whole day. Is that true? I mean, just a simple hymn. You could be down in the dirt and just feeling crying and boo-hooing, but you just start singing that little melody. You may be crying when you start singing it first, but sooner or later, your whole being will change to resemble what you just said. That's just the power of a song. That's the power of a song. That's why the music industry is so great. They say when the economy goes down, music industry goes up. Because people are already hurting, they start singing the songs and playing these certain songs that minister to them and help them build back up again. Power of words. Because we're prophetic people. Amen? Three truths about you as a prophetic person. Three truths about you as a prophetic person. Number one is this. The first truth is this. We are made in the image and likeness of God. You and me are made in the image and likeness of God. I don't care what color we are. I don't care what our nationality is. I don't care where we were born. We all, as human beings, sons of Adam and daughters of Adam are prophetic people. We are made in the image and in the likeness of God. Let's look at the scripture. The scripture, Genesis chapter 1. I'm reading from the New Century Version. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 from the New Century Version. Then God said, do what? Let us make human beings, right? How? In our image and likeness, and let them rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the tame animals, over all the earth, and over all the animals crawling, all the small crawling animals on the earth. You see that? So it tells us right there, God is saying that we are made, people are made in the same image and in the same likeness as He is. No animal, no other creature is created like that. Every other creature He created differently, but He took man, He says, I'm going to create them, humans, in my image. I want them to be, not be me, but be like me. Like me. But what does that mean? What does that mean? I know we can quote it, we can say it, but what does having mean, to having an image of God, and what does it mean to have the likeness of God? Number one, let's just tackle the first one. The point A in your notes is this. We are spirits in the same design or the same image of God. We are spirits in the same design and in the same image of God. The word design means image. The word image means presentation. It means the prototype. We are made after Him. Amen? We have His spiritual DNA in us. We are created after Him. It's something about a family. If you go to most families, like I look at you, y'all look more and more alike as y'all get older. In fact, I love it. You got a picture in your just before you go under your den. I saw it. Well, you got yourself, you got Cheryl, you got Kima, and you got Zaniah. And when you look at all four of those pictures, you know they got your DNA. All of them. I mean, you and your husband's DNA. All of them look just like. And as the older we get, I love that. I just heard God say something. The more mature we get, the more we look like our parents. Did you know that? The more mature we get, the older we get, just our bodies mature, the more we look like our parents. It's amazing. It is amazing. Brothers and sisters, they look more and more like their parents, the older they become. And isn't that just like God? When we're kids, you're kind of like, we look like mama. Look kind of like daddy. I don't know. But let them get a little older. They start taking on characteristics. Just like who they came from. Because we're created in the same design. We're created in the same image. And that spiritually, we are created in the same design, the same image of God. Amen. Now, what is God? What is God's image? What's God's image? Let's look at the scriptures right there. The Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 24. I'm reading from the TEV, the English version. It says, God is what? God is spirit. God is spirit. And it goes on to say, and only by the power of His spirit can people worship Him as He really is. But I want to make the point is, God is spirit. That's who He is. That's how He's created. He's a spirit. He's a spirit. He's God's spirit. He's a spirit. That's what the Bible says. That's what Jesus says. Amen. God is spirit. Now, the second thing I wanted you to notice about that is that from Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, TV, if God is spirit, and that's His design, that's His image, guess what? It also should be our image because we're created in the image of God, right? So look what it says about us. Paul says, may the God who gives us peace make you holy in every way and keep your whole being. What? What's your being? Spirit, soul, and body free from every fault at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. What is he saying? He said our whole being, we have to understand we are spirits. We are spirits. Our core, at our core, we are spirits. We have a soul and we live in a body. We live in a body. When Jesus came to this earth, he had to get a body. But we have to understand, when he was in heaven, he was still a spirit. And he's still a life-giving spirit. He's a spirit. We are spirits. We just have a body. When we die, we just don't die. We go back to God. He said the soul goes back to God who gave it. We go back to God. Our bodies die because we no longer have a connection with this world, because to be in this world and be a human being and to be legal in God's sight, we have to have a body. To do anything, to have authority on this planet, you're going to have a body. That's why Jesus said, give me a body. I'll go down there. I will take the keys from Satan. I will conquer him. Adam failed to do it. He couldn't do it because he messed up. But I will go down. I will conquer the grave. I will conquer sin. I will conquer Satan. And I'll take the keys from him. But he couldn't do it as a spirit. Because God said something in Genesis. He says, I gave the earth to Adam. To mankind. So the only way God could come in and rule again on earth, he has to go in the body. Because if he did it any other way, he would be violating his own word. And he wouldn't be just and he wouldn't be righteous no more. And God can never change. So he had to come down in a body to do what we couldn't do. And then once he did it, all those that believe, he gives them the same power. So they can rule and reign just like he was designed to do. Amen? So we know that God is a spirit. We are spirits now. So that I want to make that. So someone say it with me. Say, I'm a spirit. I have a soul. And I live in a body. Amen? And I'm like God's design. I'm like God's design. Amen? The second point I want to make about Jesus is about God is that he says we were also made in his likeness. We were also made in his likeness. What is likeness? Cheryl, you look just like Mother Haynes. You look just like Mother Haynes. You're not Mother Haynes, but you like her. You see what I mean? Jackie, you look just like Rebecca Agnew. The older you get, the more you like her. I'm like my dad. The more I get, because y'all be talking about me. Don't you hate when people have conferences on you and you're not there? She gets to my brothers and my sisters and talk about, yeah, your brother is just like your daddy. Because the older we get, the more we become like our father. The more we mature, the more we become like our father. But what is God? What is God's likeness? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Likeness is to be like him. To be in the same pattern as he is. Amen? This is what it means. We're created to be rulers. We're created to be rulers. We're not created to be the tail. We're created to be the head. We're created to rule some stuff, like kings. We're a kingdom of priests. We're kings in God's eyes. We're kings in this realm. We are like God into the universe. Like God is to the universe, we are supposed to be to the earth. Amen. Look at Psalms. It says we are created to be rulers on earth like God in heaven. Psalms 115 verse 16 from the New Century Version says this. It says this. Heaven belongs to who? The Lord. The heaven belongs to the Lord. But God, but he gave the earth to who? To people. Or the children of Adam. He gave the earth. He gave the earth. He gave the earth to us. The earth belongs to you and I. God gave it to us. It was something He gave to us in the beginning. He said, and let them, just to see your notes up there, Genesis 1:26, the latter part, it says, and let them do what? Rule. Didn't it say that? Let them rule. Let them rule. Let them control. Let them decide what's going to happen. Let them rule. Not rule what? Over the fish. He says, over the fish in the sea, over the birds in the air, over the tamed animals, over all what? All the earth. That means all the gold, all the silver, everything. Everything is given to us. All the gold in Fort Knox belong to us. The children of God. Amen? And over all the small crawling animals on the earth. See, Adam, when Adam died, he got disconnected from who he was. He got disconnected from who he was. And he, although he was still created in the image and the likeness of God, he lost his rulership. Amen? Because God gave it to a man that was submitted to him. But what happened when he said, I'm not going to do what you asked me to do, God. What he did is cut himself off and gave Satan rule now over the earth. Or the principalities of the air. But he gave the earth to man. Amen. You follow that? So my point is, we're cool when we say we're made in the image and the likeness of God, right? We're made like Him. We're made like Him as spirits in design, but we're also made like we're in this image, is His likeness, is that we're rulers. Like He is over the universe, He gave it to us to rule over the earth. That's why Jesus came back. Before He came out of that grave, He says, all power now is in my hands. All power. And then He gave it to us. Gave that power to His church. So our first point is that we're made in the image and likeness of God. My point number two is this. The second truth about you and I as prophetic people is this. We are speaking spirits. We are spirits and we are speaking spirits. In other words, we are prophetic beings like God. We are prophetic beings like God. We are prophetic beings like God. We are like God is the king of the universe. We are king of the earth. And what we say goes. I know that's hard for some people to take, but it's true. What we say goes. We can speak life. We can speak death. We can speak faith or we can speak fear. We can speak of good things or we can speak of bad things. We can speak of the things of God, or we can speak of the things of the devil. We can speak of life more abundantly, or we can speak of things that still kill and destroy. It's up to us. It's what's released out of our mouths because we're our prophetic beings. Are you getting something out of this? We change. We have this kind of power. Satan don't want you to have it. From the New Century Version, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20 to 21, it says this. People will be what? Rewarded for what? What they say. How's your mouth working? Is it working? Is you going to be rewarded by what you say? What kind of work is your mouth doing? What kind of work is your mouth doing? He says, and they will be rewarded how they speak. What you say can mean life or death. Those who speak with care will be rewarded. We got to be careful what we release out of our mouth. And sometimes I know Satan can stir up our emotions in a certain kind of way, and the things that release out of our mouths are not the things of God. That's why we have to be careful, because Satan can't make you say nothing, but he can stir you up though. He can stir you up to curse yourself. Man, I'll never get ahead. You just, what? What were you saying? Satan can't do anything. He just wants to make you say things. Because he knows what you say will create something in your experience. Amen? So we're speaking. We're speaking spirits. We're prophetic beings. We're prophetic people. Just like God is a prophetic God, we are prophetic people. We are His children. We're prophetic. And we have to be careful how we talk. Because how we talk is what we create. Now I want to look at my third truth is this. Is that we create our world, our individual lives. We create our world, our lives, by our words. We create what we experience in life. And I'm going to share some scriptures with you later on. I'm not going to touch on it today. That what we say creates what happens in our life. Because we're prophetic beings. We're prophetic people. But we create our world, our lives, by our words. Like God created the universe by His words. God created the universe by His words. He says, man, you got earth. You created. Because you just like me. You get my likeness. You get my image. You create that earth. Your world. Like I create the universe. Because we're likeness. We're in the same likeness. You're a different magnitude than I am. Because I'm all powerful, almighty, all knowing. You're limited. But I gave you some domain. I gave you that you rule over some things. And you rule just like me. We don't rule by hard work. We rule by what we say. Amen? Let's give us some scripture. Psalms 33, verse 6 through 9, from the God's Word, translation, it says this. The heavens were made by what? The Word of God, right? The Word of the Lord. And all the stars by the breath of His mouth. Skip down to 9, verse 9, it says this. He being God, spoke, and guess what happened? It came to being. He spoke it, and it came to being. That's how God made His world. That's how God made the universe. He spoke it. Let the stars, let there be light. Let this happen. Let that happen. And it just came into being. We have to do the same thing. Look at John, the Gospel of John. From God's Word translation, John chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. It says, in the beginning, what? The Word existed. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And He being Jesus, was already with God in the beginning. Everything came into existence through who? Through Him. Who is Him? Who is Him? He's God, but what part of God? His Word. Through Him. Everything existed through Him. It says not one thing existed that was made without Him. He's talking about Jesus. Jesus is the Word of God. Nothing that was made, everything that was made by the Word of God. He created everything by His Word. Everything was done by His Word. And His Word was made flesh and dwelt among men. And we call His name Emmanuel. We call His name Jesus now. He was with God in the beginning. Why? Why did He have to be with God in the beginning? Because He had to speak. God had to speak to create everything. Because it was nothing that was made. There's nothing that's made that wasn't made through Jesus, the Word of God. We call Him Jesus. But when you go to Revelation chapter 19, verse 13, Jesus is called the Word of God. That's what His name is in heaven, the Word of God. We call Him Jesus on earth because that's the name they gave, that's the name He had on earth. But in heaven, He's the Word of God. Because by Him, everything is made. And when Jesus is inside of us, He's giving us words to speak. To make earth like heaven. I'm gonna keep saying this. It says that the Lord's Prayer says, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come." It says, "Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done where? On earth as it is in heaven." So our God created in heaven with words. We got the Word of God on the inside of us called Jesus. And guess what? We speak what He's saying. And guess what? We make heaven, we make earth just like heaven. That's how it's going to be done. That's how it's going to be done. By the Word of God. Romans chapter 4 from the English version, verse 17, it says, and the Scripture said, I have made you father of many nations. He's talking about Abraham. That's what God was speaking to Abraham. He said, so the promise is good in the sight of God, in whom Abraham believed. God, who brings the dead to life, and whose command brings into existence, bring into being or existence what did not exist. You see that? We as people got to understand that what God did, he says, a lot of people say, well, I don't have this and I don't have that. God says, speaking. If it's the will of God for you, if you know what the word of God says, if God wants says I need to be whole, guess what? You need to speak wholeness. God don't say I don't have enough. God never says I have enough. God has everything He needs. He's all sufficient. In me, I have God. All I need to do is release His words, release the words of God, and then guess what? What happens is that what's gonna happen around me is things that's gonna start happening and come and line up with what God says and what we say. My point here today is that we're prophetic people. It's not going to be by money that we change our minds. Money's just a tool, to tell you the truth. It ain't number two. Money don't make you or break you, really. Money really doesn't make you or break you. We make us and break our own selves. What are we saying? Because our words create our world. Our words create our situation. Our words create what happens. Either it's going to be good or it's going to be evil. But for sure, we live by the consequences of our words. Because we're prophetic people. And I don't care if you're saved or unsaved. The issue is, if you ain't saved, you're just going to be speaking bad stuff. That's all to it. Now, some people speak some things. I mean, there's some people that they go after stuff, but they don't know what they're going after. I just want money. I just want money. I just want to make a whole lot of money. Well, they get caught up in drugs and traps and all that stuff. But God's saying to us, He says, when we start learning what God wants, and His will, and we start to plan His will. We create His will on the earth. His will that earth be like heaven. And the way it's going to be like heaven is that we're going to have to speak what's been spoken in heaven. If all we're speaking is what's been spoken on earth, then we're going to have what all the people in the world having. They don't know God. But when we know what God wants, we got to speak the same things that are being spoken in heaven. Amen? So my challenge to you this week, I'm challenging you, number one, is to find any area in your life that you haven't challenged it in. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. And I want you to pray. And I want you to pray, and I want you to say, God, ask God this question. Say, God, what are you saying about this situation? And whatever He says, I don't care if it sounds crazy. I don't care if it just sounds way out there. It doesn't matter. Whatever you hear on the inside, I just want you to write it down. Just write. It may be two words, it may be three words, it may be a sentence, it may be two sentences, it may be some short, whatever it is. You say, God, what do you say about this situation? And whatever you hear, you write. And then from that day, I want you to do this for 7 days. 7 days. I want you to start declaring those words. Just you may not understand how it's going to work. Don't worry about it. Just declare what he's saying. Just declare. Every morning you wake up, you declare. And when you go to bed, you declare. When you get time during the day, you declare. Lord, I thank you. I thank you that you're changing this situation. Lord, I thank you that what you said is going to happen. And I want to see, watch in 7 days, things are starting to shift to line up with what he said. Now, Satan don't come and try to get you to change your confession, because that's what it is. A confession is to say the same thing as. That's what confession means in the Greek. It's to say things, whatever God's saying, you say it. That's just confess what God's saying. So what happens, Satan's going to get you to say, that ain't going to happen, that ain't going to happen. And then he'll show you something that ain't right, and then you're going to be one of folks, I don't know if he's going to. Stop. No. God says, I'm confessing only what he says. I'm not confessing that stuff over there. I know what I see it. I know, but that doesn't matter, because what God said is going to happen. And watch things start to change. It may not change much right now, but even after the 7 days, just keep saying it. Keep saying it. You'll start seeing a change in 7 days. But keep saying it, and then soon, I don't know how long it's going to take, God knows the time, but you're going to get right where you what you was wanting for. Because it's the power of us as prophetic people. We have the ability to create an environment on earth just like it is in heaven. But it's going to take, we're speaking the same thing that is being spoken in heaven. And the Holy Spirit comes to bring us the words of the Father and of the Son. What's been spoken up there, he comes to put it in your heart, put it in your mind, so you can declare it. And then when you declare it, then heaven will be created on earth as it is in heaven. That's the secret. That's what we need, ears to hear and hearts to receive. Amen.